Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Measle.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Pandemics linger even while some people want to believe it's over. COVID-19 is a good example. So let's look back at three huge pandemics caused by one bacterium, Yersinia pestis, that continues to persist today.
The first, the Plague of Justinian, began around 500 CE and lasted for 200 years. It killed 50 million people in northern Egypt near the town of Pelusium.
The second pandemic occurred in the mid-1300s. In just 7 years, it killed two-thirds of Europe's population, plus 25 million people in Asia and Africa. This one lasted 4 centuries.
The third plague began in China and continues today with outbreaks in numerous countries every year. Even though Yersinia pestis is blamed for all three plagues, it's never been found near Pelusium, the site of the first outbreak. No bodies near the city had enough protein to identify the microbe.
Then excavation in the 90s uncovered a mass grave not far from the city with skeletons of 100 adults. Researchers removed molars and ribs to look for traces of Yersinia pestis.
Recently, they identified evidence of the bacterium's proteins and DNA from those remains. It's the first hard evidence that Yersinia pestis was behind the first pandemic in the Byzantine Empire.
Cities like Jerash were centers of trade that made it easier for the bacteria to spread. We saw that with COVID-19, and it's a lesson we learned and will heed into the future.
We are Drs. David Measle and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more on our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or listen to our podcast on your favorite podcast service.